Chapter 1. A Fierce Storm. Kiko and his friends lived in a small fishing village on the coast of Puerto Rico. The people in the village may not have been rich, but they were fortunate because they had the beautiful Caribbean in their backyards. Most people in the village, including Kiko's family, made their living from the sea. Kiko and his friends Joseph, Morris, Tommy, Pedro, and Calla were inseparable. They would go to the beach together every day after school, gossip, and play volleyball on a court that they had made themselves. They took an old fishing net and used it to divide the court, and they would spend hours playing and having a great time. On their walk back home each night, Joseph would tell a story, and it was almost always about pirates. One evening, Joseph told his friends the story of Captain Pegleg. According to Joseph, he was the most fearless pirate in the Caribbean. He would attack ships, disabling them with his cannons, and then board them with his men to steal everything in sight. Legend had it that Pegleg had a hideout right near the boys' village. Joseph then told the story of Pegleg's demise on a stormy day near their island. A fierce hurricane swept over the island, and Pegleg was caught in it on his way home. His ship was loaded with loot from recent raids. Joseph explained that Pegleg was shipwrecked just off the coast near their village, and he was never seen again. According to the story, passed on from generation to generation in the village, one of the crew members was found washed up on the beach and lived to tell the tale. He told the villagers of the fierce storm and how the ship was destroyed in the monstrous waves. "That's crazy," Pedro said. "I've never heard of any pirates here." Kiko and his friends had been completely caught up in Joseph's story, but Pedro's skepticism had shaken them from their trance.